Hello, welcome to the Podcast Creators Hub. So this is the podcast to the Podcast Creators Hub. This is actually the first episode we're doing, and I wouldn't think it would be more fitting than to do it on YouTube podcasting, which has actually been the motivator for me to do the podcast. The way that this podcast is done, this is very much it's a video podcast right now in the Podcast Creators Hub, but it's also got audio as well, and it's very much a conversational show different to the YouTube videos. And I'm just going to, you know, hopefully once a week, unpack some stuff about podcasting, talk about some of the latest news and trends, or even just unpacking some tips and best practices in a more conversational way. That's what we're going to be doing in this show as time goes on. That's the whole idea. But in today's episode, the first episode, the thing that's motivated me to actually start doing this show is we're going to all talk about YouTube podcasting. YouTube podcasting is here. YouTube has actually announced it on their YouTube creators. The tab's been here. I'm going to unpack it more. We're going to watch the YouTube creators video that they've done. It's a 5-minute video. We're going to react to that. We're going to unpack it and understand and I'll give you my opinion on what I think podcasters will get from it. And that's what we're going to do in this show right now.
You're listening to the Podcast Creators Hub with Ash Borland, the show that helps you launch, grow, and monetize your very own podcast. Let's get straight into it.
So, like I said in the intro to this live podcast that we're doing today, is that we want to talk all about unpacking YouTube podcasting. YouTube podcasting is here. This is a big thing. It's been coming for a while, and I'm very, very excited for it. It's been something that, to be completely honest with you, they've been teasing and talking about for probably nearly years now. To give the context of how long this has taken, I started actually coaching and consulting podcasters about 2 years ago. I then completely dropped that as a business idea and moved into and just doubled down in financial services, which is where my successful podcast is. And you know that if you watch my videos and you hear me talk about that. I was talking about YouTube podcasting then. That was the reason why I was like, I'm going to go all in on podcasting because YouTube's going to get into it and I'm a content creator and understand this. And I'm glad I didn't, because I probably wouldn't have made any money. I wouldn't nowhere near as much money as I would have when I work in financial services, because that's a different, it's an established industry. But podcasting on YouTube has now come out. And it's actually, I'm so glad it's kind of the stars aligning, because the YouTube channel I set up, I'm doing this show now, I set the YouTube channel up like properly and went into it properly, because it's been going since like 2021, but it's not like I didn't really do much on it. I didn't really do anything on it. And then, but I launched into it about six weeks ago. And I think it was like I wasn't even at 100 subscribers on this channel 6 weeks ago. And I think we'll probably cross 500 pretty quick. And I've already getting questions and people email. So I'm super blown away by this, by the response to the Podcast Creators Hub as a whole. It's a complete hobby. That's what it's about. But I was thinking, how do I bring a podcast into the mix? Because I want to talk about podcasts and I do videos and YouTubes on podcasts, but my goal is eventually to have shorts, YouTube videos and podcasting all from the channel. But it has to root, my opinion, it comes from the root cause has to come from YouTube, because it's supposed to be an educational channel. And that brings us on to YouTube podcasting, which is finally here. Now, I heard about YouTube podcasting being released properly via Nick Nimmin, who is an old guest of mine on my podcast, and a wonderful, incredible YouTube coach. Highly recommend, if you want to learn how to do YouTube, that he is the guy you watch. I love his work. I'm very, very, very big fan of what he does. But he actually announced it in his live kind of podcast live show he does every Friday, and he announced it there. And I was also in a coaching, like a group members only coaching thing he had, and people were talking about getting the tab, and I hadn't got the tab, so obviously I felt complete remorse, and I was so gutted that I didn't have the tab for a video for YouTube podcasting. Then I got it. I've played around with it. We're gonna unpack it. I haven't looked into this too much. I saw this. One of my friends sent me this video and said you need to watch this video, and I thought we'll watch the video together. I'll make a podcast episode on it. It's YouTube creators. It was released 6 days ago, and this makes sense now, because this is it kind of inspired me for this show, because I was like, my YouTube channel right now for the foreseeable 6 months, maybe even a year, is purely answering the most asked questions about podcasting. That's it. That's all it is. So, and you'll see on the community tab, anyone, and someone's already asked a question already. That's the goal of the Podcast Creators Hub, is to just answer and to create a library of all of the content and questions every podcaster would ever need. Currently going through solo podcasting. I think we're moving to video podcasting next in about, I think it'll be about 3 weeks. And then it'll go to live podcasting, interview podcasting, podcasting in general, marketing, like podcasting and using marketing, and it's doing everything. But there are things like this, which is more conversational and newsworthy, that I was like, I don't know what I want to talk about this, but there's no space for it. Anchor, for example, swapping over to Spotify for podcasters. I did a video on that, but I would much rather do a podcast on it and talk about it and create a place where my community of people who we're starting to build, it's some wicked people who are already in the comments. And if you're watching this live on YouTube, or you're watching the video podcast on YouTube in the podcast section, I may add, then this could be the, this could be, I'd love it for you, you know, to let myself know and say hello, and it'd be great, because I like that. Now, yeah, so this is a great thing for this. So we're going to dive into it. So let's dive into YouTube podcasting now. Let's just bring it up. Let's just have a look at it. I'm just going to play it as we go through. We're going to listen to it. We're going to see, and I'm just going to react. So first things first. Also, if you're watching on the video, we've got this new angle, because this is now going to be my podcast. This is how excited I've been for this, is that the camera up front of me here, let me bring it up. If you're watching, if you're listening to this, then you're going to have to come to the video, the YouTube podcast, to find it out. But we have the video side. I have like a, and I'll do some videos later on about gear, but I have like this mirrorless camera, which is, you know, Sigma 16, like a Sigma 16 lens, Canon M50 Mark II. It's all bells and whistles, but I don't want this for my podcast. I didn't want that. I wanted something that signifies that these videos and this angle is different. So I've got myself, I pulled out of the bag the old Logitech Brio, and it is, let me just bring it up, moved it. So we've now got a full-blown, an actual podcast angle, which is more like a radio angle. You know, you can see me just kind of chatting, talking. I very much don't want to be staring down the barrel of the lens, trying to make myself be more entertaining. So it's more about having conversations. So let's dive into this one. I'm going to bring up the video here. This is YouTube's version of, or YouTube's announcement of podcasting. I'll stop it as we go through. I'll kind of comment on it as we go through.
Let's talk about podcasts on YouTube, a rapidly growing format that lets creators share their message and connect with their audience in new ways. Podcast creators get special video and playlist badges and are eligible for official search cards and to be featured on youtube.com/podcasts.
Okay, that's really cool, first of all. So being a new place, so this new feature, so it's not just, from what I understand there already, it's not just YouTube being putting in a playlist. I know that there's elements to that and we go through, but it's not just that. There's obviously other features, which is really cool. Let's go and check out youtube.com/playlists/podcasts. Let's have a look at that. youtube.com/podcasts. I'm going to bring this up. Oh, it doesn't work. Podcast. I'm so far away, that screen. Let's bring that up. Oh, I swear I just had it. Let's have a look at it. YouTube. They said youtube.com/podcasts. Maybe not. I swear it did, didn't it? Let's have a look what they said. I bet it might be.
And to be featured on youtube.com/podcasts. And this,
that might be a US thing right now, so that's gonna be interesting. It's quite interesting with that. So that might be a US one. youtube.com/podcast. I don't know if I've got a VPN on or not, but we'll see if I've got my VPN set up. If it's set up, then I'll put it on. But if it's not, then we'll have to look at that later. But I know it worked when I was on my phone, which was VPN. So that's what it will be. So that's cool there.
Video.
Let's watch some more about what they're saying.
We'll walk you through how to create a podcast in YouTube Studio, how to analyze your podcast performance, and some best practices for podcasting on YouTube. Let's dive in. First, let's walk through how to create a podcast in YouTube Studio. On YouTube, a podcast is a playlist, and podcast episodes are videos in that playlist. To create a new podcast.
Okay, so, all right, that's quite cool. So for us to understand that for podcasting, you have, and this is what I've seen on my YouTube channel, and I'll bring that up on here now. And so we can see, so what I noticed on my YouTube channel was exactly that, which was that they did require, where are you? Ash, we've got my mortgage podcast one now. So I do, we'll go on to my mortgage one because that's the one that is the main one for this. But I did notice, if we open up the tab, and I'll bring it up onto full screen, that it's not available here. But what you have to do, it's not actually available on the actual name. So you know when you go onto YouTube, there is home, videos, shorts, live, playlist, community, channels, about. But if I go, that's not there. That's the top layer of YouTube. But if I actually go into my YouTube channel and I go to manage videos, one thing that I noticed before is it pops up at the top here, which says podcasts. And that, and it seems to have frozen on my screen. Why is it frozen on my screen? Here we go. Stop sharing. That's why we're doing lives, guys, because it's the whole idea of this. it's done it because I'm not on the thing. There you go. So if you see, it says podcasts on here. So that is where the podcast bit is, which is, I think what they're saying in this video is that that's that section right there on the top. It actually says across the top videos, which is all videos, including shorts. It says live, which would where this specific episode would go. Posts, which is your community tab. Playlist, which is everything. And then podcasts. Now, podcasts are, funnily enough, just a playlist. So that's where that actually sits. Let's go back and see what else they say. But that's where you'll see the tab, is you'll see it in your creator, in your YouTube Creator Studio. And the way I set mine up for my YouTube podcast, for my podcast on mortgages, is I just went in and it just said add a playlist, and I just clicked the playlist that I wanted, and I had to upload the cover art. So I had to upload the YouTube, the podcast cover art. Now, the thing that I found was quite strange with this is there wasn't, which is what I've heard already, that they're going to do some integration of RSS for RSS feed. But there's currently, from what my experience, but let's see in the video if they talk about that. But in my experience, there was no RSS integration from my experience of that. Like, so we didn't have, when I went and set mine up, there was none, but there might be, who knows, there might be one. Like I said, I've not seen this video. I just have bumbled my way through it. So let's see what else is in here. And then at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you kind of where I'll kind of teach you to talk about how I think it can be used from what we see today. So let's have a look at that now. So bring up, let's go back to the video. Where are you, YouTube? There you go. So add you in.
Cast, go to YouTube Studio and click Create, then New Podcast. Then enter in the details for your podcast, including a podcast title, podcast description, visibility, and a podcast thumbnail. Note, this thumbnail will need to be square. Hit Create to save. Once you have a podcast playlist created, you'll be able to add new or existing videos to it. You can add a new video to a podcast during the upload flow at the Details step by selecting the podcast playlist you want to add it to. You can add existing videos to a podcast playlist by going to the Content tab, selecting one or multiple videos you want to add, then select Add to Playlist. Now, let's walk through how to set an existing playlist.
Okay, so before we go into that, it just seems very... So, like, it sounds like it's just... At the moment, it sounds very basic. It doesn't sound like... I'm a bit skeptical with this already. It's what's interesting with this is I'm not sure. It's a tough one. There's no integration so far of RSS. I'm not 100% sure I know. I like the idea of it, and I still think that YouTube podcasting is probably going to be the biggest thing when it's done, executed well. I think it really is. But so far, it just looks like a playlist. And I'm hoping that it's not. Because on my YouTube channel, I just dropped into the playlist, but I haven't done anything else. I'm hoping it's not that. I'm going to be doing all of this after this live is done, and it'll be setting all this up afterwards. So I want to watch it before I did it. But I'm hoping that there's more to it than that. Let's have a look. Let's have a look.
As a podcast, go to YouTube Studio, then content, then playlists. Find the playlist you want to set as a podcast, then click the three-dot menu and select Set as Podcast. Here, you'll need to review the title, description, and visibility for your podcast. You'll also need to add a square podcast thumbnail, which is a unique requirement for podcasts. In
Oh, so that's interesting. I want to go back on that. Let me go back on that for a second, because did they say you have to add a thumbnail to each episode or just to the show? I think they were talking about, okay, just the show. So they're talking about you've got, so this is setting an existing playlist, which many of us, if you're a video podcaster, you probably have been doing like live shows using Ecamm, using StreamYard, whatever, but this is, and then you know, having those playlists, that's literally what I've done on my other YouTube channel for my business. And this is saying you can set those, which is cool. That's very exciting. You can just set your playlist. However, I don't know if you need to. You need to have a square thumbnail.
You want to set as a podcast. Then click the three-dot menu and select Set as Podcast. Here, you'll need to review the title, description, and visibility for your podcast.
So it's all the same stuff you would normally do as any of my YouTube videos. So it's nothing different to if you were doing a podcast normally on YouTube.
You'll also
just this thumbnail. So here's the thumbnail bit. You'll need to add a square thumbnail. And I get it. Okay. So the thumbnail is the podcast cover art. It's not a thumbnail. Oh, this is doing my, this is already frustrating me because it's different. And there's nothing wrong with it, by the way. This is anyone who's a podcaster, you will be podcasters because you'll be watching me. But it's quite funny because there is, like, you know, obviously, like, podcasters huckle, like, this, there's going to be some crossover. I think we're going to find, because I'm a podcaster. I do know YouTube. I've got friends with YouTubers. But, like, I'm a podcaster, and a podcast thumbnail, you're talking about your cover art here. So it's not a podcast thumbnail. It is, but it's a podcast cover art. So that's quite annoying. That's quite annoying already. Just if you're going to come into podcasting and get the words right, I guess. But it's still cool. It's super exciting, by the way. So not me poo-pooing it. I think it's a really great idea. But okay, so you've got to add your thumbnail, your cover art to the playlist, which I guess will show up in YouTube Music from what I've heard, which is what Tech Troublemaker in the chat is actually saying on this episode. He's saying here that they show up on YouTube Music.
Also need to add a square podcast thumbnail, which is a unique requirement for podcasts. In YouTube Studio, you can see all your podcasts by going to Content, then the Podcast tab. Here you can edit your podcast details at any time, including default video order. If your podcast is episodic, consider ordering your videos from newest to oldest. If your podcast is serial, you might consider ordering your playlist from oldest to newest. To manually sort your videos, you can drag and drop your videos on the playlist page on YouTube. Podcast playlists are eligible for podcast features on YouTube, such as podcast badges, official search cards, and to be featured on youtube.com/podcasts. Podcasts will also be available in the YouTube Music app.
Okay, so one of my clients is in the chat and has put, I can see you going through the five stages of optimism as we discussed last week. Very much so, Russell, very much. You can see me going through the informed optimism, uninformed optimism, informed pessimism. We're just maybe coming out of the valley of despair and hopefully getting into the understanding of it. So that's quite cool. I quite like this idea here, which is that we can get featured in YouTube Music, which I did hear that. I also like that you get all these different pushes of badges and things like that. The reason why I like this, and the reason why YouTube podcasting has always been something I'm very excited about, is that it's the second largest search engine in the world. And the vast majority of podcasts who struggle, the vast majority of people who struggle with podcasting is their discoverability. And this could blow up discoverability. It could be the answer to so many people's problems for podcasts, which, by the way, Shorts was that actually before this. Now, we've seen this happen with YouTube before, where when they roll out, and this is something I was hoping, is when they roll out something new, it's exciting because they push it. And what I didn't want, and which is, I'm still out, we'll see, my Nexus cricking then, we're still not fully aware yet. We don't know exactly what's the the good and the bad of this. But one thing that is very important is that I want them to be rolling it out better than Facebook rolled out Facebook podcasting, which was a disaster. It's gone now. But I think that it's quite cool if you're a podcaster and you're going to take advantage of this, and they're pushing you and giving you extra exposure on their on youtube.com/podcast, which, by the way, like I said, I think you need if you're UK or anywhere outside the US, from what I understand, and I did try it here in the show, obviously, but it hasn't worked. I think you need a VPN to access it. So you can still upload them, but I don't think you can see that yet. I think it's not available, but I might be wrong on that. Again, this is reacting in real time, but I think this is really cool. And hopefully they execute on it way better than Facebook podcast did, which was just a disaster, which could have been another opportunity for amazing discoverability, at which point this is a clean show. So I mean, that they messed it up. I've wanted to say a very different word. All right, let's dive into this. Keep watching.
.com/podcasts. Podcasts will also be available in the YouTube Music app. Now, let's walk through how to analyze your podcast performance. In YouTube Studio Analytics, the Overview tab will give you a snapshot of your podcast's performance. Here, you can see your podcast views and watch time. For a deep dive into a specific podcast's performance, click See Podcast Analytics. If you have multiple podcasts,
all right, this is another one. I want to stop here for a second. Podcast analytics are terrible on every platform as a podcast, every one of them. Apple can be okay, Spotify, but they're so bad because obviously they're spread across different directories. So you've got your host, people know this, but your host, which is like Buzzsprout, Anchor, or Spotify for podcasters now. And but this could be, and I think this is before I dive into it too much because we're going to watch it. This is where we're setting up. Could this be it? Thing that's very good about YouTube is that analytics is amazing. So all I really want to see from them is do the same one they do on their videos for our podcast. That's all I want. I hope they don't dumb down the analytics. Let's have a look.
Click the title of the podcast you'd like to analyze. You can also get here from the content tab in Studio by going to podcasts, then clicking into analytics for the specific podcast you want to analyze. On the Overview tab, you'll find aggregated metrics such as views, watch time, and estimated revenue for all videos in the podcast playlist in the selected time range, as well as your top performing episodes. The Content tab will show you key moments.
So that's really cool. That's really cool. We can separate the podcast and see how much money it's made, which is also another thing, which is the monetization. Now, I think that from what I understand, from looking at this anyway, and listening to what she's saying, I think you can just, it just falls into normal monetization rules of YouTube, which is very good because YouTube is 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers. But 4,000 hours of watch time is hard on a short video. It's very difficult on a short video, but it's not going to be so difficult. It's not going to be so difficult on a long 1 hour podcast. So that's really cool. If we're getting monetization, I know Buzzsprout recently rolled out their monetization and they do quite well. And there are, as in like the platforms are trying to roll out monetization, but as podcasters, we really do want YouTube to really run into this space because they are the best. They have the best monetization on the platform. We're seeing that already with YouTube Shorts where they're monetizing quicker than TikTok can. And TikTok's been in the space far longer than them. So this is really, really cool. I quite like this. I like that they seem to be just taking everything that's good about the YouTube and just adding it onto podcast, which is what I was hoping, by the way. I'm still not sure. We're still going to see it. But what I was hoping is that we get this, that we build on their system. And they didn't do this with Shorts at the beginning, which is why I was reluctant. They didn't do this. They kind of separated them. They didn't put Shorts in search. They didn't really have any monetization. It was a mess. But now we're seeing Shorts starting to, you know, like a year later or whatever, starting to actually have legs. And you know, the data of the short viewers are crossing over to the long viewers, which, by the way, for podcasts is amazing. That's why you want clips. That's really, really cool. So that is this is really, really something quite interesting. Let's keep going.
Selected time range, as well as your top performing episodes. The content tab will show you key moments for audience retention and how viewers find your podcast videos. The audience tab will show audience demographics. And if you're monetizing, the revenue tab will show your estimated revenue and top earning content. Finally, let's walk through some best practices.
So yeah, it just seems like it's normal YouTube. It's from what it looks like. So far, from what I can summarize this so far, put your video in a playlist, add a cover art for all of us podcasters out there who know what that means, and not a thumbnail, a square thumbnail, cover art. You can have an episode thumbnail, but cover art. I mean, again, who cares? It's the same thing. I'm just trying to be, I'm being elitist now. Don't listen to me. That's ridiculous. Carry on. And then it seems like we fall into the same categories. Us as podcasters seem to fall into the same categories as every other YouTube video, but in a more discoverable place, which is youtube.com/podcasting. So that to me, that looks pretty cool. Sounds cool anyway. That sounds cool. So let's have a listen. Let's carry on.
Practices for podcast creators. Create a public podcast playlist for each podcast on your channel. This playlist should only contain full-length episodes from all seasons of a show in the order they should be consumed. This helps fans of your podcast find all the episodes in one place. Next, use the same name of your podcast as your playlist title.
Okay, so that's one point I want to point out there then. So this is quite interesting. Podcasters, only full episodes. So do not add clips, which is quite strange because this is going to... So that's fine. That's cool, actually. It's really good. But we need to know that as podcast, as video podcasters, people are going to make content on podcasting. We need to make sure that we have then... So our shorts and our clips of our episodes, if we've got a full, you know, full going YouTube channel, which is what this looks like it's going to be doing, which is having the long podcasts, our VODs, our video on demands are going to be, you know, clips. And then our shorts are... more, even more adverts, but they don't go into podcasts. So if they're clips of a podcast, they don't class as a podcast. They class as clips, which is, that's very important. That seems what they're saying. That's what it sounds like. All right.
Don't add extra words, not even the word podcast, unless it's part of your show's name. This makes it easier for your audience to find you on YouTube. Also, avoid mixing clips.
There you go. They literally say it. They answered the question there. Avoid mixing clips.
Podcasts or videos from other channels within a podcast playlist. Finally, add a comprehensive description to your podcast. This helps new listeners discover your podcast from their searches.
Whoa, that's amazing. So that means that search, we can get found in search. So what would I be saying right now? If that's the case, I would very much be saying that we should be using ChatGPT. I think I've got it. Well, there's a video on the channel, how to use ChatGPT to write your podcast description. We should definitely be writing good show notes, very good show notes. Use ChatGPT, you know, or AI of some sort to write your show notes, and I'll ask it to optimize for the search term that you're talking about, because that's mega. I keep pointing over to the screen of the people who are watching me because that's where the screen is. That's mega. So one thing we want to make sure we're doing is optimizing for search then, because I'm definitely guilty of just chucking out rubbish show notes. you know, when you just go, in this episode, the Mortgage Marketing Podcast, we're just going to be talking about this. So I need to probably be looking at my show notes in more, because it didn't really matter for search in the same way for the discoverability on Apple and Spotify is terrible. This seems to be this is great because we're on a search engine, a Google owned search engine. So that's massive. That's very exciting. I don't sound very excited. I am very excited. All right.
These podcast tips can help you increase your reach, engage your audience, and enable your podcast content to be eligible for podcast features on YouTube. For more info about podcasts on YouTube, check out the links in the description. Thanks for watching.
Wicked. Okay. That's the video. I'll link that video in the show notes, but this is really, really cool. So from what I understand, so let's give my thoughts on it. That's the video. You can watch that for yourself if you want to. So from what I understand and from my take on it right now, it seems to be a really cool thing that it seems to be that it's not linked to RSS, but as Tech Troublemaker has said in the chat, there are some rumors that they're doing something different It says here, rumors are they're doing something that goes in a different direction from RSS. So no RSS, which I don't think is... I think it's not a bad or a good thing. I think it's quite interesting. I think they're the big enough company. They're big enough kind of titan in the creative space to be able to get away from RSS. And I think it could get to the point where people would go to their podcast for YouTube. I don't think it's a bad move, actually. Really, the more I look at that, I don't actually think it is. It'd be quite cool. It's quite interesting and quite different. And I guess the problem with RSS has always been monetization, because you don't have a direct place everyone goes to and watches. So getting the ad revenue the way that YouTube is done is very hard. So that's not that bad. So my take on this, my real take, let's give kind of like the overview take. I think as podcasters, you've stumbled across this podcast on audio, or you're watching it on YouTube, or you found it because a friend's recommended to you, whatever it may be, I actually think this is a massive opportunity, because the vast majority, I know a lot of podcasters, I'm friends with a lot of people in this space. I've had many of them on my shows in the past. You know, I've run a podcast myself. I do run a podcast myself, but I've had many ones and charts and all that stuff. The vast majority of podcasters have no idea how YouTube works. And this type of thing, I don't think will even go on their radar. I actually don't think this will even appear on their radar. I think that the vast majority of podcasters will just crack on with normal podcasting life, and they'll still be doing their like normal episodes, uploading to their normal hosting platforms. And I don't think they'll do much with this, because it doesn't require RSS. It's not the same thing. So this is pretty cool. So I think this is very exciting for people who are on the more video side of it, which is where I was and am. And so I think there's really a good opportunity. I think there's another opportunity as well for live streamers. So I'm thinking, like, I've got like friends in the chat already, like Tech Troublemaker here. I'm thinking of, you know, people like Walter Strong, who's one of my friends. Shout out to Walter Strong with The Huddle. I'm thinking like any like large shows, like live streaming pros, like Luria there at Live Streaming Pros. Like, there's a lot of live shows. Nick Nimmin's live. There's a lot of live shows out there that are not podcasts, that could be podcasts, but they're in the YouTube space, and this is very easy for them to instantly just have a podcast. So I think this is pretty unique. It seems very different, and I think it's a massive opportunity. If they execute on this as a podcaster, I think you could have huge upsides, because I think people could find you on YouTube and then migrate over to their other platforms if they wanted to, if they're not using YouTube Music. I don't fully understand YouTube Music, so anyone who knows, please feel free to leave it in the comments or drop me an email about how it works. Or if you want to, if we can have someone on the show to talk about it, it'd be quite cool, because I don't understand how YouTube Music works. So that would be quite interesting. But this seems really cool. I like it. I'm pretty impressed. I'm just happy that it's here. I think that finally we as podcasters can get something, you know, get some in our way, because we've always kind of got the short end of the straw on YouTube because of retention. Discoverability is poor on YouTube because people want fast, jumpy stuff. I realize that now. It's one of the reasons, like I said, that I set this episode up and I've got an angle where it's just me looking at a screen, so I'm not looking in the lens like I am now. And all of that stuff doesn't work on YouTube for podcasting. It's always been the problem. Whereas now, this could be quite exciting, because now we have the opportunity to very much create a podcast. I think for me, my gold standard is have a podcast, have a YouTube video specific, and shorts. And the strategy for this show, because this is a YouTube channel base straight from the get-go, it's always going to be a YouTube channel first. I think that the strategy for this, and I think this is what I would probably incorporate on it, is I would have a podcast on my channel. I would have videos on my channel. I probably wouldn't do clips. I'd do videos if I could. So these are video. If you're a solo podcast, I would do videos that support or anything like that. Clips, if you want to do clips, if you're an interview show. And I would have shorts. And I'd have them all on my main channel. And by the way, that means you can also start to build a brand, because you could also, I think what's really cool with this is you could have like small playlists for podcasts. So I could actually create a podcast on here, which is how to start a solo podcast. And it could be 10 a serial, you know, 10 episodes of how to do that. And I can have how to start a video podcast, how to start a solo podcast, how to start a live podcast, how to market your podcast. We could do serial short podcast episodes, which is very hard to do with traditional RSS. That's really cool. I like that. I've got a couple of clients in my coaching and consulting practice that we were literally talking about this 2 weeks ago, about how like he would like to do like a, he's a mortgage advisor, and how he'd like to do like first time buyer guide and do a podcast series. And then he was like, I'd like to do like a buy to let guide. And he was like, but it's going to get very expensive in hosting costs. Or if you move to free hosting like Spotify for podcasters, it's multiple email addresses. So it's hard to manage, but this makes it very simple. That's really cool. Anyway, that's today's episode of the Podcast Creators Hub. If you enjoyed the show, guys, please let me know in the comments. Let me know in via email. Do whatever you want. Reach out to me on the YouTube channel. It's great. I'm super loving this entire Podcast Creators Hub project that I'm working on. I've enjoyed the interaction with you all. I'm just enjoying being real and just sharing my information and my own experiences. And thank you so much for making it such a wonderful experience so far. All right, I'm going to see you next week. This show will also be available on normal podcasting platforms as well, and all your other places. Feel free to go and check out there. Anyway, I will see you next week. Bye.